It seems magic. Oh my, how wonderful it seems magic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. It seems magic. There are so many things in our life that happen that just seem like they're magic. There are things that take place that just come as a great joy to us. We went for a balloon ride the other day on my birthday, and it was a great and a joyous experience. We looked at that balloon and we thought, what magic. Here you have this heater down below that's heating the air and sending it up into the balloon to make the balloon rise, and then not so much air, and then the balloon descends, and it just goes up and down like magic. And you think, here all these heavy people standing there riding along on this balloon, and this big cans of gas there that they use to make the air warmed up and cooled off and so forth. And it's just such a magical thing. And here we are, defying gravity, going up into the sky thousands of feet and looking down at the earth and seeing how beautiful it is. And you know, we were up at a couple thousand feet and we were looking down, and I was looking at the houses and I thought, how absolutely clear and sharp they come through, how beautiful they are. And they're just as though you had a magnifying glass looking at them, but you're looking at them with your own eyes, and they are so clear and so sharp, just as though it becomes more clear through the atmosphere, through the sky itself. It's just glorious to see. And then we watched as the night clouds were coming in off of the ocean, and the mist coming in off the ocean in the late afternoon, 4 and 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And as it came through, it was just so fantastic. And it made halos around everything, and all the magic. Oh, it seems magic to see all these wonderful things. But if we are at all scientifically oriented, we will know exactly how the meteorologists would tell us that this is the weather, and this is the atmosphere, and this is the moisture, and this is the heat, and this is all of these things playing upon one or the other to make it appear like magic, but it's really quite something, as they say, it's quite ordinary. My friend, I would like to say to you and to me, it's magic. I like to look at life and look at all of the wonderful things that are happening in life and say, that's magic. I like to say, when I smile at another person and they smile back, that's magic. You say, no, that's just a physiological function of the face, and that's how... No, that's magic. Don't take my magic away. And it's not a matter that I'm sort of thinking in an area that's strange, or that I'm trying to not face the facts. It's just that is a beautiful way to do it. Now, when a little child behaves, the mother is very happy with the child. When a little child misbehaves, the mother is not happy with the child. The mother may be happy with the child because the child is a child, but not at the behavior the child is doing. So the mother has to be able to separate the action from the child and still love the child, even though she may not love the action. And we must learn to, I believe, love the magic, even though we know the conditions, we know the scientific attitudes and the scientific facts behind the condition. When we cease to follow the magic in life, when we cease to follow the wonderful experiences that life has to offer us, and the wonderful magic that is all around us, when we cease to have magic in life, life just is not as much fun as it could be. It's not as much fun as it should be. It's not as much fun as it is. For me, and people say, well, Herb, you got an imagination. Oh, Herb, you are fantastic. Herb, you can dream up stories that are so outrageous and so outlandish, and they're certainly not true. Hey, who says they're not true? You? Not me. I look at these things and I see them as true. You know, it's just too bad that you are one of these people who cannot have the little children, you cannot have the vision of a little child, and you cannot see the little people who are not there. You cannot see the things that are going on in this world, that if you had the real vision to see it, you would know. There are lives within lives within lives on this earth that are going on in the same time as ours, and they're intermixing, interplaying with ours, and we know nothing about them. There are existences upon existences. Well, Herb, how do you know those things? Well, I listen within. And I also listen to thousands of other people who listen within and who tell me the same story and who tell me the same thing. And I listen to little children who have those experiences right now, right in the here and the now. And they are exciting. When you stop dreaming, when you stop imagining, when you stop letting your mind be in that level of consciousness of magic, then life just has no joy to it. Life has no thrill to it. Well, I like the scientific facts because I can put my fingers on them. Yes, sure, you can put your fingers on them today. And tomorrow, they're going to be a different set of facts. You betcha. You watch. Life is continually changing on the human level. And why not enjoy it from what it really is, in this magic that it is? And to enjoy it for its magic, you have to let your imagination just fly. You have to dream your wildest dream. You have to know that it can be done. You have to know that it's wonderful. You know, we keep going back to Bill Gates. Here he is, the richest man in the world. He doesn't know how to spend his money. He doesn't know how to spend it fast enough. He cannot even begin to spend the money that he has, and he has to have research teams out looking for it. Isn't that something? Now, you and I, we sort of scrimp and scrape to have enough money to do the things we want to do ourselves. And he has to figure out ways of spending the money he has as the richest man in the world to give it to people, to do things, not to hurt them, but to help them to accomplish things they want to accomplish. And is that his right to do that? Well, that's what he chooses to do. And he's got the money to do it with, and let him go. Well, now, what is your goal? You don't have Bill Gates' money. Well, that's okay. It'd be nice. Oh, no, it wouldn't. That's a responsibility. What is it you'd like to do? What is it that would make you happy? Would it make you happy to be a great baseball player? Well, go out and practice. You want to be a great pianist? Go and practice. You want to be a great singer? Sing. And, you know, I always remember my wife when she was a professional musician, and we would sing and play together, and I would sing and she'd play, and I had taken music lessons and I was okay. And so she would play the piano, and she was a perfectionist, and I would sing my songs and I would put in my own attitudes, my own derivations to it. She'd say, Herb, that's not what the song calls for. That's not how the notes go. And I said, well, you're my accompanist. You're supposed to play along with me, not me along with you, you know. If I'm going to sing exactly like the music. She said, well, that's not how it's written. And I said, well, who cares? I'm enjoying it. And she said, well, you got to get somebody else to be accompanying you. You see, she had her magic. Her magic was playing music the way it should be played, according to the way she was trained to play it, according to the way the mystery of it is. And I sang according to the way my heart told me, according to the way my inner self, my inner magic was singing out and saying, go, go, go! And I just went. And you see, that's the nice thing about it. Now, she's not wrong and I wasn't wrong. But together, we were a mismatch as far as a compliment to one another, because we each had a different attitude toward what we were doing. Now, we were not wrong. She was exquisite in her playing and everything she did, and I was very good too. And I enjoyed it, and people liked to hear me, and people asked me to sing and asked me to come again and again and again. So that meant that maybe I was all right. At least I knew I was. But you see, it seems magic that we can do these things. It seems magic that we can take a balloon and fly up into the sky. It seems magic that we can send astronauts to the moon and have them come back and have them come on a specific program at a specific spot and time, and with the earth turning and the planets turning and the moon turning and the sun turning and all these things going on, and yet having everything sort of synchronized in a beautiful way. What wonderful magic! And you know, you tell me that just plain old science. Well, yes, it's plain old science, very, very sophisticated science, very beautiful science that goes beyond anything that we could ever imagine. But it's magic. And you know, when you say it's magic, it's just lots of fun. And when it's lots of fun, then everybody's enjoying it. And everybody's getting a real great thrill out of it. It seems magic, and life seems magic. And I just love life. And I love everything I do. And I love everything I see. And I love all the experiences I have. And I love all the people that are in my world. Because each person is just a bit of magic expressing in that physical body, a different mind in each one, yet it's the same mind, and different eyes, yet they all work the same way, and different voices, yet they all sing the same song, so to speak. And it's magic. It's absolutely magic. And magic is something that we cannot define, but we enjoy. It is something that we would dream about, something that we let our thought soar into the realms of the unknown and come back with, hey, why not? Let's try that. That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. And you know, it is a lot of fun. So my friends, join with me in my tour of magic, and I will take you to the stars, and we will both ride in my heart, because my heart is my source of magic, and I just enjoy it so much. And I enjoy you as my special friends, listening, hearing what I have to share with you, and joining in a little bit of magic too. And I'm sure that if I gave you a chance, you'd tell me your story of magic, which would be very, very spectacular too. So my beloved, have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.